A line that wrapped around the Capitol building formed long before lawmakers began their morning session. Inside the hearing room, many in the crowd were sporting stickers reading, "I vote pro-gun." Things got testy right away when Democratic Representative Beth McCann of Denver took to the podium to explain her bill requiring universal background checks on all gun purchases.
If you wanted to get a gun and you knew you wouldn't be able to pass the background check that we currently require, you would go to a private seller or the internet and you would get your gun. What's the point of having the background check if we have this enormous loophole?
The crowd murmured and people even booed when McCann touched on Second Amendment rights.
Constitutional rights can be limited by reasonable restrictions by government action. It's a reasonable regulation, just as our current background checks are.
Okay.
According to gun control advocates, about 40% of guns purchased nationwide are through private sellers, which don't require background checks. David Chipman is a former agent for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms. He calls the loophole reckless, irresponsible, and dangerous. He says background checks are just one part of the solution.
After Virginia Tech, I thought never again. After Tucson, I thought never again. After Aurora, I thought never again. But after Sandy Hook, I shuddered as I thought to myself, because this is going to happen again, and it will unless we act now.
But opponents say background checks won't prevent mass shootings. They also worry background checks between private individuals would be impossible to enforce and lead to a government-run gun registry. Douglas Howell testified that lawmakers are responding emotionally, not rationally.
Government keeps extending their power and taking away our rights. I've had guns since I was 16 years old, and not one of them has gotten up and shot anybody.
Others say it will make it more difficult for them to legally sell a gun and exercise their Second Amendment rights. Ronald Dietz says the conversation on preventing violence and shootings shouldn't even be focused on guns. He told the story of his 20-year-old son who had Asperger's syndrome and couldn't function socially.
When I went to get him help, they put him on antidepressant drugs. As I saw my son on these drugs go downhill, he became more suicidal and he became violent. He became wanting to hurt people and attack people. These drugs are very dangerous. They are killer drugs. They turn people into killers.
Dietz says his son eventually committed suicide, but worries he could have been just like the Newtown shooter. And after a roughly six-hour hearing, the House Judiciary Committee passed the bill on a party-line vote of 7-4. Gun advocates were also on hand to oppose a measure banning high-capacity magazines. Phil Olson from Colorado Springs works for an insurance company. He says he took the day off to attend the hearing.
Nobody on either side of this issue wants bad people to have guns. Nobody wants people to be shot. I lost my own brother to gun violence, but do I want to be caught in the middle of Katrina or a snowstorm like we just had, or a hurricane where there are no police services and I can't defend myself? How can we say we should limit that for the people from which all political powers derive?
Democratic Representative Rhonda Fields of Aurora is the bill's main sponsor. She's a staunch gun control advocate whose own son was shot in 2005. She says she wants to prevent other families from losing a loved one to senseless gun violence.
High-capacity magazines were designed for one thing, to kill large numbers of people as quickly as possible. They have no place in our community, and they have no place in our streets.
But Democrats aren't united on the bill, and some worry it's too extreme. Against the wishes of the sponsor, the Democratic Control Committee passed an amendment to raise the magazine limit from 10 to 15 rounds of ammunition. It still wasn't enough to get any Republican support for magazine limits. The measure ultimately passed along party lines and now goes to the full House for further debate. I'm Benta Berkland.